When I was 10 years old, my father was called to lead a ministry, to start a church. And we started in a little small town. It probably was, how many people live in Scriven? Maybe 450. 450, not 450,000. 450 people, okay. And there was this building. We were in an organization, and they gave him this building that when we pulled up, my mother's kind of petty, y'all. She was pretty much like, oh, yeah, they can tear this down. Yeah, this is, we need to go back to Jessup. But my father, he looked at this dilapidated building. It didn't have bathrooms. It didn't have offices, no windows. He looked at it, and he saw a promise. He saw a vision. And I remember coming home every day from school. They would reroute us coming home from school and send people to come pick us up from school and drive us over to Scriven for months. For months we would do this. And we would do our schoolwork. My father was a carpenter, and we would do our schoolwork as they would build this church from nothing, making it into a sanctuary. And I remember him building the doors, installing windows, and creating a bathroom, creating a fellowship hall. The sanctuary is at about 50 people, maybe. And I remember him, some days we would come in from school, and my father had, like, he would wear like robes or blankets over his head, and he would be laying in the floor, praying in the floor with a robe, a cloak. He would be clothed over his head, praying for the power of God to meet his people. We started with seven adults and seven children. And I remember us being in Bible study, and people would be delivered and set free. We would come in and we have moments of prayer with seven people. That God, would you create something that changes lives in this room? And again, as a 10-year-old girl, I'm watching, because my father, Bishop Murphy, tells us all the time that much is taught, but most is caught. And I was catching intercession. I was catching how to invoke the presence of God and how to invoke a move of God. That's the church I grew up in. And God's church is still alive today. I said God's church is still alive today. The miracles I saw then, it gave me the faith to believe in the miracles that God is doing now. God's church is still alive. This song, it's called The Church I Grew Up In.